Yes, it is Monday, May the 21st. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. Welcome to the Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Before we get into the financial news, I had a great weekend. Saturday was a marvelous day for me, and for someone who doesn't gamble, I had a very good Saturday. As I watched Street Sense and Curlin, two of my favorite horses, battle it out for the Preakness. My heart was with Street Sense, missed by a nose. Curlin, well, get prepared for America's Super Horse. Anyway, back onto the real world, otherwise known as the financial markets, which today pretty much discounted all the bad news that's going on around the world. Civil war erupting in Gaza, Lebanon, didn't faze Wall Street. It reached another milestone during a muted session today when the Standard & Poor's 500 index briefly passed its record close of 1,527 for the first time in more than 7 years. But that wasn't enough to lift the Dow into positive territory. Closed down 13 points at 13,542. NASDAQ up 20 at 2,578. Even the report that gasoline prices nationwide have hit an average of $3.19, which broke the previous record last established in 1980. Many people forget about 1980. Double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates. Gold was trading at $800, and the cheap gas was selling for $3.18. Yeah, funny how things change. In the metals complex, gold irked out a $2 gain today, closed at $664.10. Silver, big winner on the day, up 14 cents at $13.13. Actually, it wasn't percentage-wise the biggest winner of the day. Palladium got the top spot today, up $13, closed at $3.77. Crude oil, higher by 2 cents at $66.29 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar, stronger by 15 basis points. Dollar index closed at 82.26.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark? For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, looky here. The Senate today voted 69-23 on cloture for the comprehensive immigration legislation that a bipartisan group of senators had introduced after months of negotiation. The vote was the bill's first step down a long legislative road full of potential pitfalls that could force apart the delicate coalition that crafted the language. I saw a news story on CNN earlier today where they showed you the size of the immigration bill, and they said it was a condensed version. Now, apparently, the people that are voting on the immigration bill didn't see the entirety of the bill until Saturday. And it's about, it's your standard A4 paper, and it stood about, I'd say about 2 inches. That certainly looks like more than 368 pages. And if it's a redacted version, it means the original version is probably 1,000 pages. So the probability of any of these guys actually having sat down late Saturday all through Sunday reading this bill, if you believe that, well, then you'll pretty much believe anything. So we're on a fast track here, although Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said following the vote that the work on the legislation would not conclude prior to Memorial Day recess, he said there's just simply not enough time. Now, one of the things that they don't tell you, I guess you could call it the unintended consequences of public education. One of the problems within this bill, and why do they want, you have to ask yourself, well, why do they want to have the legislation opening America's doors to foreign workers? And one of the reasons that they are not telling you, one of the reasons, because then they'd have to deal with another situation that's even more critical, addressing government education, is that the level of education of kids graduating from high school and college is so anemic based on world standards that the majority of kids that graduate from high school have absolutely no math skills whatsoever. So employees are forced to hire foreigners, almost said illegals, are forced to hire foreigners just because of the lack of educational skills of America's youth. We should be having a discussion about the education system. And why is the education system failing the youth of America? Now, this is not just my rantings and ravings here. James Simmons knows a thing or two about laws of supply and demand. He's been running a successful hedge fund called Renaissance Technologies. He's had it for more than 20 years. And from what he's seen in his own children's schooling and his firm's workforce, Simon says some basic rules of economics need to be applied to U.S. education. Those who are good at math should have an incentive to teach. In 2004, Simmons founded the Math for America, a program in New York City that gives stipends to people with a math background who are interested in a teaching career. The program became the model behind the National Education Program proposed in April as part of Congress's America Competes bill. Simons, one of America's richest hedge fund billionaires, probably would have become a mathematician no matter what he says. As a preschooler, he contemplated math problems. Still, he stresses the importance of federal education programs. Well, that's one of his mistakes. He was the first student to receive a fellowship to study math through the National Defense Education Act, which the government began in 1958 to compete in the space race. I mean, when you think about it, Americans put a guy on the moon. I know there's a dispute whether it was a moon or whether it was Arizona, but the facts are the facts. And a guy sat there with a blackboard, a chalk, a T-square, and a slide rule. And they figured out how to send a man to the moon. Do we have that same caliber of people in America today? I submit to you, we do not. Anyway, he says that the numbers have dwindled again, though the problem appears to be starting in grade school. About 40% of U.S. high school seniors fail to perform at the basic level in math. As Americans fall behind, employees across all industries struggle to find workers elsewhere. The government provides 65,000 H-1B visas for foreign professionals every budget year. The quota for fiscal year 2007 has reached well before the year started on October 2006. Simons recently spoke to the Associated Press about math's education importance on America's competitiveness in the job market. And he went on to say, he goes, look, our pool of resources now are made up of Chinese, Japanese, French, German, Icelandic, Russian, and Polish. There's another reason to support Ron Paul. Because you've got a whole, the president, former president, Bill Clinton, over the weekend, obviously touting for Hillary Rodham Clinton, announced a initiative. Obviously, it's part and parcel of what her platform's going to be. They've focus grouped this whole thing. They've come to the conclusion that kids prior to 4 years old need government assistance in order to set them up for school. They say kids entering school today obviously are not prepared. So Bill Clinton is proposing that one of the programs that Hillary's going to induce is a $10 billion, whatever that's going to be, program to help parents educate their little mushheads so that they are prepared to enter school with some sort of basic understanding of reading and writing. But this, once again, is it's such a failed policy. Once again, people relying on government in order to, I don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing. When I was listening to Ron Paul's speech earlier today, I mean, it comes down to one basic, simple thing. Personal liberty, personal responsibility. It's not the government's job to educate your children. It's your job to educate your children. It's not the government's job to tell you how to discipline your children. It's your job to discipline your children. But I guess, and this is where Ron Paul is going to have a hard time, is because we have become a nation that doesn't want to accept responsibility for anything in any way, shape, or form. I mean, think of this. Ron Paul wants you to be responsible for your own personal retirement. No, no, I want the government to provide my retirement benefits. You know, if you took the money that the government takes out of your checks every month and you invested it yourself, when it comes to the age of retirement, you'd most probably have a couple of $1 million sitting in a bank account as opposed to getting the government check of $1,250 for the rest of your life. But people don't want to accept personal responsibility for their actions. It's a reason we're in the mess that we're in. Because somebody convinced somebody else that this bureaucracy that's established in Washington is better at making decisions for your own personal life than you are. I mean, you have to think about prior to the New Deal. I mean, how did people function and exist? People took care of themselves. There were no welfare programs per se because neighbors took care of neighbors. People took care of people. But then someone came along with some socialist idea and said, no, listen, you've got too much to worry about. We want to ease your burden. We will take the responsibility of taking care of the poor, the infirm, the old, the sick, the degenerates. We will take that responsibility. So you don't have to worry about it anymore, because you've got enough to worry about as it is. So they took control of this thing. And guess what it does? Whenever government takes control of anything, it just expands it and makes it worse. It's the reason why we have lost the war on poverty. It's the reason why we've lost the war on drugs. And it's the very same reason why we will lose the war on terror. Because whenever government declares war on anything in order to alleviate the personal responsibility of people, it makes things that much worse. Anyway, we'll be back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned, hell yeah, I'm American. In all the years he walked this earth, I swear all he did was work. Said the devil dreams on an idle horse, so you listen to me, squirt. Don't get you high on a bottle and get right with a man. Fight your fights, find the grace and all the things that you can change, and help somebody if you can.
Welcome back, my friends. Words of wisdom. You know, I often make parallels between South Africa and America. And had a chat with my brother over the weekend. He still lives in South Africa. Lives in the same house he bought in 1972. Still works in the same job that he used to, well, he used to work. Worked in the same job. He's a diesel mechanic, a very profitable company called Durban Diesels. Spent 35 years there. One of the problems that you're going to find with this immigration thing is obviously you have got, you will get more calls for affirmative action. You will get more calls for obviously protection of minorities because obviously we've defined things as group rights. Now, every group has its right, except, obviously, Americans, which is kind of bizarre when you think about it. But my brother is now a product of affirmative action that they instilled in South Africa to give balance, you see, because everything was out of balance before, but now there's balance. So the company that he's worked for 35 years announced to him over the weekend that it was shutting its doors. In large part because of the constraints that were placed on it by affirmative action. You see, South Africa adopted this wonderful American philosophy of affirmative action, and so they had to hire disproportionate numbers of minorities in order to fill the quotas, and so the demands that were put on the companies now to support affirmative action has left them with, obviously, the sad reality that they have now shut down the company. It has gone into bankruptcy. And the probability of my brother ever receiving a pension that he worked for 35 years just went out of the window. Same thing's going to happen here. Well, it's already happening here. Workers are suddenly finding and realizing the facts that that pension that they thought was guaranteed to them at some point in time by their employees gone out the window. Go talk to the auto workers in Michigan. They'll tell you. And it's happening all around the country. So as you open up your arms to more and more people who do not assimilate to your culture, your heritage, your traditions, your values, they become a protected class. They become, obviously, the instruments of affirmative action. And who does affirmative action ultimately harm? You see, this comes back to, as I said, listening to Ron Paul. I mean, if there's one thing that Ron Paul can unify people, and he does, it's amazing. Look, I listen to a broad spectrum of political radio. I listen left, right, in the middle, out on the extremes, all over the place. And I was amazed by the good reviews Ron Paul was receiving from many liberal talk show hosts, especially those ones on Air America. What's the one guy? Tom Harkin? He's about as left as you can get, but he came out in strong support of Ron Paul, even much to the chagrin of many of his listeners. I listened to C-SPAN in the morning where the, well, level of education there is questionable, but you can hear it from the callers. So Ron Paul has a message that seems to be permeating on both sides, and which most probably is driving Republicans nuts, because their only solution, and it's the same that goes for the left, their only philosophy is you just got to demonize the other side out of all proportion. You got to make people hate the other side. This is the politics of personal destruction that we are dealing with today. Well, you can thank the lawyers for this, because that's exactly what lawyers do in courtrooms across America each and every day. When they are fighting a case and they don't have the facts or the figures or anything to justify their action, then they go into the personal insults and the attack mode. In other words, destroy your opponent's credibility, the facts be damned. And it's the same thing, it's exactly the same thing in politics. And so Ron Paul has achieved something that not many politicians have achieved. Now look, as he gains popularity, you've got to understand the forces of evil. Sorry, taking it from the president. The forces of evil that are going to be arrayed against Ron Paul are vast, and they are the usual suspects. We'll identify the usual suspects when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The forces that are going to be attacking Ron Paul outside of the Republican Party, well, the usual suspects will be out there in full force. ADL, obviously, they will try to smear Ron Paul with the militia white supremacist label, as they oft are doing. Morris D., Southern Poverty Law Center, who feel that anybody who challenges U.S. immigration policies is a racist, a bigot, and a homophobe. Then you've got, obviously, the liberal evangelicals out there, the National Council of Churches, the Episcopal Church, United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church, the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the Alliance of Baptists. These are all people that will rail against Ron Paul. And let's not forget the Reform branch of Judaism, which will also throw in its 5 cents, considering that the Reform branch of Judaism is a Zionist organization. It's not a religious organization. It's secular. They have a political agenda, as we have witnessed. And by the way, all these same groups are now lobbying President Bush and Congress to take action against global warring. Global warming, as opposed to global warring, declaring that the changing climate is a moral and spiritual issue. I didn't know that. It's unfortunate. The people like, well, let's go off to the top of the Republican pile right now. Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney has got a commercial running where he is pushing for the national ID card. But he doesn't say it's a national ID card. He just says that we need to have people who come into America to have a biometric card with fingerprints and all that kind of stuff. So we know when they come in and we know when they go out, and we have employees have the ability to scan the cards to find out whether they're in the country legally and they can work. But this shows you his short attention span. Either he's completely naive or he's a very evil person, even being a Mormon. And not that I have anything against Mormons. My sister's a Mormon, for goodness sake. But his whole concept, he doesn't even think, well, maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't. But let's just say, let me give you a typical example. If, for instance, you are of Mexican heritage, you have lived in America for generations, you have a long lineage of your grandparents being born and raised in America, as you were born and raised in America, but you have the last name of Gonzalez. Isn't it possible that if you go and apply for a job, somebody will think, well, maybe, how do I know that you're not an illegal immigrant? Let me see your card. So what Mitt Romney is pushing under the guise of documenting illegal immigrants or immigrants into the United States, by its very nature of this proposal, everybody's going to have a biometric national identification card. And this whole immigration debate is so silly. All they got to simply do, America doesn't need a new immigration policy. All you got to do is simply enforce the existing laws that are already on the books. You see, the 1986 amnesty signed by Reagan, one of the stipulations there was that employees have to verify that you are legally allowed to work in America. But apparently, nobody even bothered to enforce the laws. This is why we end up once again by them saying to themselves, well, we've got to rehash the whole thing and do it all over again. No, you just got to deal with the laws that are currently on the books. But it's a political hot button. Why are the Republicans so wimpy on this? Well, they're wimpy on this because they don't look at illegal immigrants as illegal immigrants. They look at them as potential voters. And considering, as we pointed out the other day, that now in America there's 100 million minorities in America, and that doesn't make logical sense. So, well, we can't offend Mexican nationals. It's crazy. And then you got, who's that other, Duncan Hunter. Oh, now this is a guy that's got some serious problems. Duncan Hunter is in the bag on that the terrorists are coming here to kill us. As a matter of fact, even Newt Gingrich echoed the same stupid, tired old sentiment on Meet the Press. Well, I may be running for president soon, so stay tuned. Please, Newt, don't do it. You're an embarrassment to yourself. You're an embarrassment to anybody. I used to think that the guy was pretty knowledgeable about U.S. history. The guy's an idiot. He came out once again over the weekend, as I said, on Meet the Press, talking about, well, we got to fight them over there. If not, we'll have to fight them over here. Who should we really be concerned with? I mean, they seem to be concerned with, they're coming over here to kill us. So the question is, how much danger are we in? How many people do terrorists actually kill in America each and every year? So it's a problem we should be concerned ourselves with. And I went back and I said, well, let me see. Outside of September the 11th, how many terrorists have actually killed Americans on American soil? There was an incident It was in Virginia a couple of years ago. A guy went crazy with an AK-47 at the Department of Defense, I think it was. I'm not sure if he killed anybody, though. He may have killed one or two people. But anyway, let's be generous here, shall we? And say since September the 11th, let's double the figure from 3,000. Let's just use the number 6,000 Americans have died on U.S. soil since September the 11th. Is this a cause for concern? Some people say, well, of course it's a cause for concern. Well, what happens if I told you that 250,000 people die on American shores each and every year? Shouldn't that be more of a concern? Shouldn't we be concerned about what is killing 250,000 Americans each and every year? I mean, if you figure it out, since September the 11th, it gets into the millions. So who's killing Americans? And Ron Paul won't appreciate what I'm about to say on this one. Doctors are the third leading cause of death in the U.S. Estimated 250,000 deaths every year. This week's issue of the Journal of American Medical Association is the best article I've ever seen written in the published literature documenting the tragedy of the traditional medical paradigm. This information is a follow-up of the Institutes of Medicine report, which hit the papers in December of last year, but the data was hard to reference as it was not in peer-reviewed journal. Now it is published in JAMA, which is the most widely circulated medical periodical in the world. The author is Dr. Barbara Starfield of Johns Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health, and she describes how the U.S. healthcare system may contribute to poor health. This sounds like a real problem. These are all the deaths. 12,000 from unnecessary surgeries. 7,000 from medication errors in hospitals. 20,000 other errors in hospitals. This is where you walk into an emergency room to get treatment for an unfortunate accident. You know, the reality is you stand a better chance of dying going to an emergency room than being attacked by a terrorist. And yet, rather than address this major problem of 250,000 people dying each year, we spend billions of dollars trying to protect Americans against a threat that doesn't exist. I mean, think of the insanity of this. 80,000 people die each year in hospitals from infections that they contract in the hospital. 106,000 from the negative effects of drugs. I mean, this is mind-boggling, and yet here you hear these politicians on a consistent basis trying to scare the American people into believing that the greatest threat against your life are international terrorists. And yet the numbers here are stark. There's no solution to the... It's not beating a dead horse. Look what's going on in the Middle East right now. Nobody can even make heads or tails of what is going on in the Middle East. And you've got 4,000 troops scouring Baghdad for three missing U.S. service personnel. And this is also a mystery to me. How come they can't find these guys? We live in an age of modern technology. If someone from Quantico, West Virginia, wants to find out where Robbie Noel is, his exact location, they can do it because I have a cell phone in my hand. It's a GPS positioning system. They know exactly where I am at any time. A lot of people don't think about their cell phones as a tracking device, but it is. When you travel, if you travel across country, I mean, if you want to know what a good tracking device it is, all you got to do is travel across country with your cell phone. And as you pass a dateline, all you got to do is look at your phone. All of a sudden, the time changes on your telephone. How does the telephone know that I've just gone over a time change? Because it's a GPS tracking system. The question is, how come U.S. service personnel don't have tracking systems on them? We wouldn't be spending all this time running around looking for missing service personnel who shouldn't be there in the first place, but let's not get into that argument. Now, unfortunately, the whole cabal of Republicans that are running for office, once again, reason to throw your weight and support about Ron Paul. All they know is the politics of fear. Vote for me because I will make you safer. No, nobody can make you safer. Nobody can give you a better style of life. Nobody can enhance your personal well-being. It's personal responsibility. You got to take personal responsibility of your own actions. Ron Paul's message is strong. But I don't know how many people are going to gravitate to personal responsibility, because it seems as though in my short time of 27-odd years, living in the land of the free and the home of the brave, is nobody wants to accept responsibility for their actions. None whatsoever. Look, when was the last time a politician got up and said, look, I screwed up, I'm sorry? Never happened. I think the last politician that did that was JFK. I mean, the current president of the United States is in total denial of everything. I worry about this man. I think I don't know what it is. I haven't figured it out yet. And he got his feelings hurt over the weekend because Jimmy Carter came out and said he was the worst president in American history. Now he's backtracking. Well, people didn't understand what I was saying. I was responding to a question. No, Jimmy, stand up. Have a spine, for God's sake, for once in your life. You meant what you said. You said it. Now admit it. It's a fact. He is the worst president in the history of the United States. It's unquestionable. The thing that's mind-boggling is the only reason why this man actually served two terms is because his second term in office was generated by the politics of fear. Oh, we don't do something, they're going to come over here and they're going to kill us. No, they're not. That's such a myth. But it's amazing how many people have bought into it. I'd be more concerned about going into a hospital emergency room, which is another reason why I don't go into hospital emergency rooms. Same reason I don't get into airplanes. We're living in a crazy world. But we got a shot. We've got a slim shot. But we got a shot. We got a chance here. You know, as I often said, you know, the thing that amazed me about the tyranny response team and its short life was, and its growth across the country. I mean, when the tyranny response team was founded in December of 1999, by February of that year, 3 months later, there were tyranny response team chapters in, I don't know, I think 20 states. And it was all based on personal responsibility. It's your personal responsibility in your area to protect your Second Amendment rights. There was no formal function or anything. It was just people who got together, went out. And the thing that brought everybody together was they were unified on a single issue. In that instance, a single issue was the protection of the Second Amendment. We had people from all religious denominations, from all persuasions of politics, people who would normally disagree with each other on every single issue. We all joined together on this one thing, Second Amendment. Ron Paul can do that with personal liberty. We could have a winner. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends. You got a ring on your finger. Programming reminder, coming up on the National Intel Report tomorrow, Bob Chapman, international forecaster, and you're up to date on the other side of the financial world. You know, and some may say it's a crude segue on my part, but I think in large part my passion for the noble metal is based on what gold represents. Gold represents personal responsibility. A buyer of gold is saying, I am taking personal responsibility for my own financial future. I'm not relying on government. I'm not relying on someone else's promise to pay. You see, gold is not a promise to pay. Gold is a guarantee to pay. That's why those dead white guys were really smart when they said the U.S. currency should be of gold and silver, because they trusted the people's money in the people's hand, not in some script issued by some government that has the ability to print it infinitum. So if you're going to take personal responsibility for yourself and for your family, there's, unfortunately, as far as I can see, and can, unless anybody else can show me otherwise, gold meets that requirement. And in large part, gold has always been the symbol of freedom worldwide. And so we are faced with a dilemma here, my friends. Do we have the intestinal fortitude to stand up to the slings and the arrows that are ultimately going to come our way? And if the power elites out there, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Jewish reform movement, whatever it calls itself, the APACs of the world and the ADLs of the world, you better be prepared to get a spy. Because people, it's a funny thing, you know, when you start throwing out those pejoratives like racist and anti-Semite, a lot of people shy away from that. They don't have a thick enough skin to take those slings and arrows. But the slings and arrows are going to come. Especially if the establishment sees itself threatened in any way, shape, or form. And irrespective of how you feel...
It's true.